Hi, how are you? Good? Okay. It's a big challenge for me to learn a new language. I am 66. When my wife and I came to the United States, we thought that we have enough English because we like to travel for vacations to United States. And you know, when you travel, you need some words only, yeah? And when we came three years ago, we thought, oh, we have enough English. But wow, when we heard, what is this? And you know, when the people have accent, it's very difficult. In the church, they are five pastors. Yeah, one of them, Pastor Lowe, speaks very fast, very fast. Wait. There are another pastor. He is from Texas, and he has a very special accent. Yeah, you know, and it's very difficult to me sometimes for understand. But we are trying, we are learning. I have difficulty with the verbs and sometimes the past, the present, the future. Okay, but that's why in the beginning I talked with Jerry and I say, oh, please, I feel more comfortable if I speak in Spanish. If you understand me and you translate for me, yes. Okay, but I was praying, Lord, give me the confidence that maybe I can read, I can share, I can try to do it. And I know you are very merciful. Okay. I am Pastor Andres Villalpando and my wife, Lydia. We are from Mexico. I was born in Mexico City in a Catholic family. And I grew with those teachings. And at that time, I felt very good with that. And also, since I was a little boy, I felt a very strong calling for be a priest. In my family, we are 10. I have 10 siblings. You know, in the big families, all families want to have one doctor, one attorney, and one priest. And that calling was for me. At the age of 12, my parents allowed me to go to the Catholic seminary to do foreign missions. I was studying there for 6.5 years until the senior priest told me I didn't have vocation for be a priest, and they reject me. According to men, I was not capable to serve God. That's why I said, thank you to Catholic Church, I am a pastor now. Let me explain why I am telling you this. When I was there, every day we studied the Bible. And when we had some doubts, there was always someone to explain, to help us on that. But when God's word say different things that the Catholic Church teach, the answer always was, first, some Bible teachings belong to the past. The second answer was, culturally, these teachings are not applicable to us because the Oriental people until today have different habits and ways to live. And the third, the most important, some Bible passages are very difficult to understand and interpret. And only the Catholic Church has the authority to interpret them correctly. Yes. Therefore, our doubts always were solved with the Holy Mother Catholic Church has the truth, and their teachings is for all. If you want to be a priest, you need to believe on that and to practice that only, because this is the law. All we have to do is submit totally to these teachings without any questions, because this is an article of faith. There were some priests who their testimonies were of submission and loyalty to the Catholic Church. But I realized that they also struggled strongly with the human imposition. Soon I start with my own doubts and ask myself if I could or could not to be faithful and to be a very good priest. Because I saw many priests fading a lot and suffering a lot because of that. When I was 16, I began to have my biggest doubts, because I couldn't understand how to be faithful to things that by nature are very difficult to give up, especially when they are approved and blessed by God, like marriage. I can't understand why. All life, okay. If I have a calling, okay. God, please give me the gift. Give me the gift to serve you. Give me the gift of celibacy, because I want to serve you. But by the time, never came. If you want, the priest told me, if you want to be a priest, you need to make a vow of poverty, a vow of obedience, to submit to the Catholic Church authority and teachings, and the vow of chastity, the renounce to marriage, a natural desire to live with a woman and to have your own family. Of these three, the hardest and the most difficult problems that the priests have is the vow of chastity. Is the most common cause of desertion. And I feel bad, very bad, when I was thinking how. In the beginning, I go to the seminary when I was 12, a child. But at my 16, wow, it's another perception of the life, another thing. And I was fighting with myself in order to restrain my natural human desires and take control of my own temptations. Besides to strengthen my spiritual life, I start to hurt my body and pushing it with a spikes belt of penitence in my leg and my everywhere. And when my doubts and fears to fail increase, even though I practice all this pushment, the recommendation of my spiritual director was to get out of the seminary for some time so I could have the experience of all young people living, and also maybe to have a girlfriend. If I decide it's not my life, I want to serve the Lord, I have the opportunity to return to the seminary. But the calling of God to serve him was authentic for me. But they said, no, because you don't have the gift to be a priest. They reject me. Even I was praying, and I was studying. I have a really strong and deep desire to serve the Lord. But they said, no. God, if God called you, God is going to give you the gift of chastity. And this didn't happen. I was afraid of falling and sinning against the Lord, having a double life, living the life of hypocrisy. Even I didn't want to be reason of a shame for my family. I don't want that. With sadness and sorrow, when I was 18, I gave up the seminary. But I say I am a pastor now. It's not because the Catholic Church reject me. I am a pastor now because God is awesome. Because God is awesome. I am a pastor now because he's merciful. I'm sure. Because I had a calling to serve Jesus since I was a child. And Jesus chose me. Jesus chose me. I want to read for you in John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit." And I'm sure of that. Jesus chose me. That's why I am now serving him. Does God confirm me that? It's because by the time when I was working with my father, and by the time a Christian family came to our neighbor, and I have the opportunity to meet a wonderful lady. She's here. It's Lydia. She came to live to our neighborhood. And she was a Christian girl. She was a pastor's daughter. Can you imagine? A Catholic who wants to be a priest, trying to get married to the pastor's daughter. But by the time we engaged and decided to be married, at that time I was a Catholic, still Catholic. But we have many problems in the beginning. Since the beginning, we have problems. Because I was sure at that time that I had the opportunity to talk with her just to understand that we are right and they are wrong. But we decided to go to the church, to the Catholic Church, one Sunday, and go to the my father-in-law church the other Sunday. And that's If you are trying to live your life like you want, it's not the true life that God is expecting for us. And I have the opportunity to go and hear the Word of God and learn. And year by year, I understand that God has wonderful things for me. But at that time, I don't wanted to change my life. But let me tell you this. Our promise was every day worse and worse and worse and worse. And when I was sitting in my living room watching the TV, and Lydia came and told me, "Andres, I want to talk with you." "Yes, okay." And she said, "I want to leave you. I want to divorce you." "Why?" In the beginning, I thought, she's joking. She's joking. But when I realized that she was talking seriously, I asked her, "Why are you talking? Why are you telling me that? I can't believe. I am a good man. I am a very hard worker. I work every day, and I work very hard. For us, we have a very wonderful family. We have all things we need. Why are you talking about? I don't understand." She said she loved me. She said that she wants to leave me at that time because I still love you. She said, "I still love you. But I don't want to wait more because I am sure maybe it's going to be the time I hate you because I don't like your behavior. And I don't like the example you are showing to our kids." In that moment, I thought she was wrong. But by the time, I need to understand that she's right. She's right. She said to me, "I made a mistake when I married you." Even when she recognized that I am a good man, I am a hard worker, and I am a joyful man. She said, "I don't want this for my family. I don't want this. I grew up in the Christian family, and I never saw this that you are doing." I started working when I was 18 and began to earn money too early. That's what I thought. I had the right to have fun. I said to myself, if I work all week, it's good to have a relaxing time on weekend and spend time with my friends in a party. You know, Mexican people likes party. Whoa, every with a mariachi, singing and drinking. But the truth for me was that I didn't want to accept that this brought me problems with alcohol. Wasting my time and money with friends instead of being with my wife and my kids. This not only affected my relationship with her and our marriage, but also with my children. When I realized that I was showing fear in my children because of my behavior, I turned to look in the mirror to realize how bad it was and could not justify any of the damage of I was doing to my children. At that time, I was lost. I was lost. But something marvelous happened. One day, someone knocked in our door, in our house in Mexico City. In front of us were a nice American missionary with very little Spanish. I remember that. Now I remember how hard it is to talk with someone when you don't have enough words, enough language. But he knocked in our door and just to invite us to have a Bible study. My wife said, "Yes! Yes! Yes!" Why? Because she knows that only the Word of God can change me. And we start to have our Bible study in our neighborhood and going to the church, the Christian church, with my father-in-law. And all these things God used just to teach me. I had the opportunity to realize what wrong I am. My wife started, she was very patient with me. Because we started to study the Bible, and the Bible made me see clearly, as in front of a mirror, who I really was. But surely, at that moment, I was the one in most need of this. The curious thing was that God's word started to work in both of us in different ways, but just as efficiently. Little by little, the scripture studies highlight a challenge for my life. The first things I discovered was that I truly need a radical change in my life. It wasn't easy and quick. It actually took about three years. By the time I found that the missionary was almost about to cancel the Bible study because we have another neighbors that they decide to come also, but we continue in the very good behavior. Hearing, but not doing. Hearing, but not doing. And they decide to cancel the Bible study. And I say, thank you for their patience. Because now I am very grateful. Because I have the opportunity to give my life to Jesus Christ. One day, we were studying the Bible, and something there touched me. Something there said to me, "Andres, this is the word you need. And this is the opportunity you to understand how you need to surrender your life to Jesus. At that moment, in the middle of the Bible study, I tell to Philip Banta, Philip, I want to make a decision. I understand. I now understand I am a sinner. And I need Jesus Christ. And I want to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That's why until now I never get tired to give thanks to God and bless all the people he used so that I could know and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. When things change in my personal life with my children and my marriage, I make the decision to serve the Lord in the way he shall fit. He has always shown me where and how to serve him. We know that throughout the world, there is a need for Jesus in people's life. My joy and that of my wife is to share what we have personally experienced. God changed our life. God gave us peace. God gave us a new life, an eternal life. That's why we are very happy to be here. And that's why we always, when we have the opportunity to share the gospel, we are very happy to do that. Because I remember when I was in the darkness and people came to invite me to know the gospel. Wow! What wonderful it was for me to know the truth and make decisions. Since my conversion to Christianity, I pledged to serve the Lord by following him wherever he would lead. I'm now living here in the United States. We have 3 years to be here. But in Mexico, we had the opportunity to be a co-founder and pastor for one church there. And we founded that church from scratch. In that Bible study, we started the church. And now, this is the first one, but there are 9 churches in Mexico. Yeah, I worked as a pastor 14 years in Mexico City, and we decided to move to another city, and we found another church there, and we worked 14 years old also in that church, serving the Lord. And I'm sure that Jesus chose me, but I'm sure also that our God, Jesus, chose you. I have a special calling as a pastor, but we all have a calling to go and to be witness. Because many people here, Daytona, Port Orange, Edgewater, wherever, they are people who need the Lord. And they are expecting us. Why? Because we are Christians. Because we have Jesus Christ. And he chose us to go and share the gospel.
to be witness.
Some people say, no, I don't have the ability. No, I don't have the words. No, it's not for me. I'm not a pastor. And let me tell you this. If Jesus chose us, it's because he is working in us. And he is going to give us the tools, the things, the word we need to share. It's not about us. It's about the message. Because the word of God is a powerful. We just need to share and to say to people, I love you and Jesus loves you. It's the message. It's the word of God, not us. We are tools. We are instruments in God's hands. And for God, nothing is impossible. And you have now an example. Why God chose me? I don't understand. Why God is using me? I don't understand. If Jesus chose me and Jesus is using me, can use you and you and you. Isn't it? Yeah? Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you, Gary. And thank you, all. Thank you.